My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them at the Reagan Building every Friday and Saturday evening. You can go to capitalsteps.com to learn more about their music. Their most recent CD is Fiscal Shades of Gray. Elena, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great, thanks.
Good. I saw a funny story in the news today, and this is one of those things, you know, you don't know you need this until you hear about it.
Right.
That Amazon's founder just mentioned that he's going to start sending packages by mini drones. Have you heard this?
Yeah, that was on 60 Minutes. Yeah. If it's under 5 pounds and if it's less than 10 miles away from one of their many distribution facilities.
What could go wrong?
30
what
minutes or less.
Does Amazon.com sell, like, birds and pets? Because if so, I'd like to order a bird and have it sent by mini drone just for the irony of it.
I wonder how much they plan to charge for mini drone delivery, you know?
You'd have to imagine the whole neighborhood would gather around, right?
Well, exactly. But, I mean, you know, it's more expensive for overnight as opposed to 2 or 3 days or a week or whatever. So they can really jack it up there. I just, you know, all these drones accidentally landing on your car or, you know, going to the wrong house or...
It is just a disaster. That and the drivable car, the car that drives itself. Those two are the things that, you know, they're going to doom the planet.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. No. Well.
Anyway, but we know that nuclear war is less likely because John Kerry has been over in the Middle East. How's that for a segue?
Wow, that was very impressively done and almost spoken with believability.
Thank you, because we have the song that we promised you last week,
yes,
which is John Kerry figuring out the whole Iranian nuclear problem in, I don't know, what did he do it, like 10 days or less?
I guess so. Here we go.
Please welcome Secretary of State John Kerry.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached a historic nuclear agreement with the Republic of Iran. Of course, it was a difficult situation, but I was able to work things out using my charisma. And of course, I'm very excited to tell you about it. Sometimes it's hard to be John Kerry. People say, "Hey John, why the long face?" But I'll control a big Ayatollah who's trying to win a weapons race. 'Cause if you love them, you'll forgive them. Sure, they want nukes, I understand. But they'll say, "Thanks, John, if we lift sanctions." And so I've got a brand new plan. Stand by Iran, give them some arms to cling to. Though some would tell me not to, like Bibi Netanyahu. Here's my next plan, to stop those nuclear options. Keep Harry Reid from using them on Republicans.
Wow. Sounds a little harsh there, Elena.
Why? We got the nuclear option in the Senate. We got the nuclear option in Iran.
That's true. No more filibusters.
Well, and next week, isn't next week our deadline for some kind of budget deal?
Yeah, next Friday, but you know how those work.
You got money on this? I don't think so.
No, but apparently Paul Ryan and Patty Murray have been getting along famously. So
really?
I guess so.
So we're going to get a deal, huh?
It would appear that a deal is likely, whether it's by next Friday, who knows. But it looks like they'll probably at least get it done before the next shutdown kicks in.
All right. Well, then when we talk this time next Friday, we may have some good news.
Yes. But you know how these deals end up getting done, and I don't have any details on this, but you and I have both been around long enough where you don't like what I want to do, and I don't like what you want to do. So let's just do everything we both want to do, and then we'll all say we compromise.
And then some people say, you know, like, oh, you know, we need to cut entitlements. And then if that actually happened, they'd be like hearing it from their constituents. So they wouldn't be so, you know, they're like, well, we're going to say we want to do that, but we don't want to face the music if it happens. So,
yeah, yeah.
All sorts of things.
Don't expect many cuts out of this. I think that's a lesson. Elena, what else are you guys looking at in this festive season?
Oh, I don't know. I guess we're taping our year-end radio show for National Public Radio in 2 weeks from tonight.
Okay.
So we're starting to look at the whole year in review now. It's been a kind of like this is our nostalgic time of year.
Aww.
And we're going to pull it all together. And I was actually thinking I'm going to write a new song for Ted Cruz for the end of the year called Filibustering Freedom. So just because I think that he was one of the big stories of the year.
Oh, absolutely he was.
Right.
Absolutely he
right.
was.
So that's going to be the 20th and 21st at the Reagan Building.
Oh, fantastic. Get your tickets now, whether you live near or far.
Come a long way. Come by drone.
Exactly. Come by drone. If you weigh less than 5 pounds anyway. Elena, thanks for being with us. Talk to you later.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.